Welcome to Spanish Pod, everyone. Today we've got a newbie lesson called Movie Tickets. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
¿Cómo estás?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Are you going to go to the movies?
You know, I would love to go to the movies. Actually, it's Wednesday night. It's ladies' night.
Oh, yeah, we should go.
We should go.
Yeah, I'm going to check. Okay, remind me, I have to check what movies are playing.
Okay.
But anyway, the keyword for today is boletos.
Boletos. So these are tickets.
Yes.
Now these can be airplane tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Or
like movie tickets. Okay. Boletos, and it's in the plural.
Okay,
you boletos. Can hear that S at the end. Boletos.
Boletos. All right. So it's called movie tickets. The keyword is boletos, so I guess we're going to be going to the movies.
Yes, we are. Let's listen to the dialogue three times. Dialogue, first time.
Tengo boletos para el cine.
¿Puedo ir contigo?
No. Second time.
Tengo boletos para el cine.
¿Puedo ir contigo?
No. Third time.
Tengo boletos para el cine.
¿Puedo ir contigo?
No.
All right, kind of a short one today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very short.
So let's translate.
Tengo boletos para el cine.
I have tickets for the movie theater.
Tengo boletos para el cine.
I have movie tickets.
Tengo boletos para el cine. ¿Puedo ir contigo?
Can I go with you?
¿Puedo ir contigo?
Can I go with you?
¿Puedo ir contigo? No.
Nope.
No.
That's a no, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay. So, wow.
Yeah.
Awkward.
You know, but sometimes there's people that they invite themselves.
I know.
It's not, you know, if you want them to come, you will invite them.
Right.
But
and I guess this person can't think fast enough to make an excuse like, oh, sorry, they're yeah. already spoken for.
Exactly. Or, something like that. Like, guy is like, why even bother?
No. Okay, let's look at the first sentence. I have tickets for the movies.
Tengo boletos para el cine.
Okay, I think I heard our key word, boletos, mm-hmm. right? Means tickets. Now, how do you say I have tickets?
Tengo.
Tengo.
Tengo boletos.
Okay, that's the verb tener.
That's right.
Which means to have. So mm-hmm. when you say tengo, it means I have.
Okay. Tengo boletos.
Okay, I have tickets. Now, what kind of tickets are they? They're for the movies, for the movie theater.
Para el cine.
Para el cine. Okay, so what's our word for for?
Para.
Para means for. And then the movies. What's the word for the?
El.
El.
El cine.
Okay, el cine, el cine. The cine is the word for movies, right?
Yes.
Now, cine is actually short for cinema.
Exactly.
Okay.
El cine. And el cine, it's also, you know, is the movie theater, mm-hmm. but it's also the industry.
Okay, el yeah, cine.
It's like the film industry also.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to, no. Okay, so I've got tickets for the movies.
Tengo boletos para el cine.
Okay. Tengo boletos para el cine. And then the person wants to know, can I go with you?
¿Puedo ir contigo?
Okay. Now, what's that word for with you?
Contigo.
Contigo.
Yes.
Okay, that means with you. Yes. Now, it's only one word in Spanish.
It is, it is.
Okay.
So every time you want to say with you, you say contigo.
Contigo.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And now the question is, can I go with you? So how about can I go?
Puedo ir.
Puedo ir. That's two words, right?
Yes. Puedo is the verb poder.
Okay.
And then ir is the verb to go.
To go. Ir.
Yes.
To go. Now, the verb poder, the first one, that means to be able to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you put it all together, puedo ir contigo. Can I go with you?
Puedo ir contigo.
Mm-hmm. And then the answer is no.
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 No. Sorry. Not even a sorry, nothing. Is the guy's like, no.
No. All right. Now, Lily, how do you say no in Spanish? And it's not the same sound as in English, right?
No, 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 no.
No.
You just heard it.
Okay.
No.
No. All right. Your mouth has to stop at
yes.
the O part. No.
No.
No. Okay. You can't say, because in English, I would want to say no.
Yeah. You go, yeah, it's very extensive.
Yeah. Your lips keep moving.
Like,
no.
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 Yeah, no. No.
No. All right.
Stops right there.
Yeah. Stop at the O. No.
No.
All right. Let's listen to this dialogue again three more times.
Dialogue. First time.
Tengo boletos para el cine.
¿Puedo ir contigo?
No. Second time.
Tengo boletos para el cine.
¿Puedo ir contigo?
No. Third time.
Tengo boletos para el cine.
¿Puedo ir contigo?
No.
All right, we're back, Liliana, and let's talk about that word with you, contigo.
Contigo.
Contigo. Now, this is a kind of a funny form because if I want to say with Liliana, it would be different, right?
Yes, con Liliana.
Con Liliana. Now, what's the word for with?
Con.
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 And then you're Liliana, of course.
Yes,
so.
And it right. goes at the beginning, con.
Con Liliana. Except for the C-O-N, it doesn't look much like contigo.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Contigo is basically a special form.
That means with you.
Yes.
Right. Are there any other special forms of the preposition with, con?
Contigo, conmigo.
Conmigo.
Conmigo is that with me.
With me, okay. So with me, with you. Conmigo, contigo.
Yes.
Okay.
So basically, if you want to say, are you mad at me? You say, ¿estás enojada conmigo?
Conmigo.
Conmigo.
Okay, with me. Are you angry with me?
Yes, or if I'm angry at you, I will say, estoy enojada contigo.
Okay, I'm angry with you.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, contigo, conmigo.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Have you ever invited yourself to some place and they have told you no?
No, I'm pretty shy about that. I'm kind of worried about rejection. I would probably not say, can I go with you? I'd probably say, oh, I want to go to see that movie. Or I'm free tonight. I don't have any plans. Right? So it'd be their idea.
You know, I'm the type of person that I'm like, oh, can I come?
Are you?
Yes.
I know that about you, Lina.
Yeah, I'm very like that. It's funny. And Americans, they're very, if I don't invite you, you shouldn't invite yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of a mind your own business culture.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's funny because Latinos were not like that.
No.
Like if we hear that there's something going on and it's fun, you completely, it's normal for you to be like, can I come?
Okay. And then how do you say no if you don't want them to come?
No. Well, Latinos would tell you, not really. You know, or something like that. Like, yeah, they're very direct.
Okay.
But sometimes you can never say no.
Right.
You have this extreme type of Latin, you know, culture.
Okay.
Some of them, they would be like, sure. Like, they don't care who comes, who don't. Americans are sometimes very, they count people and, you
that's
know.
Right.
It's like, dinner is for 10. 10, that's it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And Latinos is like, oh, when...
just come along. Yeah, it's one more chair.
Exactly. Like, when we have a saying that it says, donde come uno, comen diez.
Okay, where one person can eat, 10 people can eat.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, we can accommodate.
See?
Like in my family, they would always cook extra.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end, it was like going out of school. Oh, you want to come to my house? Yeah, sure. Okay.
All
so
right.
It's very like that. It's not like I would. It was funny because when I was in the States, like I would be like, so are you eating at your place? Yeah, but I would invite you, but I didn't let them know that you were coming.
Right.
So it's very different.
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel offended or anything. It's just mm-hmm. different.
It's different. That's mm-hmm. cultural differences.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, folks, if you have any other questions or if you've noticed any other cultural differences that you'd like to share with us, please come to SpanishPod.com. We love to see what you have to say. For now, I think it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Bye-bye.